Welcome to the 99 Relapses Podcast. Are you struggling with addiction? Do you need inspiration, education, and empowerment? Online Christian recovery coach and counselor, James Egidio, is here for you. Join him as he helps listeners journey through addiction and recovery by avoiding relapse through the grace and mercy of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are not alone. With 32 years of sobriety under his belt, our host is ready to walk with you. Let's get started. Here is James Egidio.
Hi, I'm James Egidio. Welcome to the 99 Relapses Podcast, the podcast that moves you from recovery to discovery through the grace and mercy of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is episode number 11, part 2, titled Satan Does Not Want You Sober. In this episode, I will finish up discussing the origin of Satan, what did Satan do, as well as the character and tactics of Satan and how he plays a role in your addiction. Just to recap, episode number 10, part 1, I mentioned a few facts about Satan that you may or may not be aware of, and that is, number 1, Satan does not want you sober. He wants you addicted. He wants you lonely, angry, hopeless, homeless, at the bottom of the barrel, separated far away from God as possible. In fact, Satan wants to be your God. Number 2, I mentioned that Satan is real and Satan is a person. Number 3, I mentioned Satan is your foe. He's not your friend. Number 4, Satan is out to deceive through lies. He's out to divide and he's out to destroy you. Number 5, Satan instills fear, doubt, and worry in order to control you. And number 6, Satan works overtime 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to attack you. What I'm going to do in episodes number 12 and 13 is I'm going to illustrate and dig deeper into Satan's worldly strategies and how he utilizes these tools of deception to destroy your life, and especially when you're going through an addiction and trying to become sober. I had mentioned also in episode number 10 about a verse that resonates with a lot of truth when it comes to battling Satan and battling an addiction. And it comes from the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, by the Apostle Paul. And it's titled, Putting on the Full Armor of God. And it reads, Final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against all evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in time of evil. Then after the battle, you will be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray on the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. And when I read that verse, there's a couple key points that are brought up in this biblical verse of Ephesians 6. Verses 10 through 18, and it reads, after the battle, you will be standing firm. And I mentioned in episode number 10 that the thing to keep in mind is to win a battle, and addiction is, of course, a battle. It's a spiritual battle, that is. The best strategy is to know who your enemy is, and in this case, it's Satan. And the reason why I'm putting so much emphasis on this episode, number 10, 11, 12, and 13, is to gain the knowledge and the wisdom through biblical principles of the role that Satan plays in addiction and in your life, and that to know that there's a spiritual battle going on and there's this push and pull of wanting to do the right thing, but you've got these unseen forces, these evil forces, this satanic attack constantly at your door 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that is, and it's something that we have to continue to ward off through prayer and through staying in the Bible. Remember one thing, and this is the most important. Jesus is much, much more powerful than Satan. He always overcomes Satan. One of the well-known pastors that I've been following as a saved Christian over this last several years is a Dr. David Jeremiah. And he describes Satan in probably one of the best ways, and this is the way he describes Satan. Our enemies are not people. We must see beyond people. Satan may use people to persecute us, lie to us, cheat, hurt, or kill us. Our real enemy lurks in the shadows of the unseen world, moving people like pawns on the chessboard. As long as you see people as enemies and wrestle against them, we are spending our time in vain. We get focused on the people and we lose sight as to where the battle is being fought. And if we continue, we will lose. Another way he mentions Satan is, I am convinced that Satan's intervention plan today is to keep God's people so busy with the things of this world that they have no time to devote to their spiritual lives. Sometimes being busy means being under Satan's yoke. If Satan can encourage us to get our lives so full of other things that we have no time for God, he has begun his work in us, and the ultimate end of it will not be something that is pretty. Also, he mentions, Satan is the great deceiver. He's the great deceiver as mentioned in Revelation 12:9, which refers to him as the one who deceives the whole world, which he does by counterfeiting and camouflaging. He is also the great divider. Did you know that Satan's purpose is to divide and conquer? Satan has always been a divider. When he was cast out of heaven, he divided the angels and he took a third of them with him, instigated division in the first family, pitting Cain against Abel. Wherever you see Satan at work, there's always division, and he loves to divide the people of God. If we could only understand that, we would step back from our petty differences and realize that we're just playing into the hand of our enemy whose purpose is to divide. He does not know the meaning of unity. He has no concept of unity. His whole strategy is the strategy of division. He's the great deceiver and he's the great divider. And thirdly, he's the great destroyer. When God allowed Satan access to the life of Job, what did he do? What did Satan do when he was given free rein on Job's life and family? He destroyed everything. He destroyed his servants, his cattle, children, and his family. Satan is the destroyer. Satan has one plan for your life. He wants to destroy us as he wants to destroy your influence for God. You ought to pray against him. Every day we ought to pray that Satan would have no place in our lives because he comes to deceive, divide, and destroy. As I read that, again, it gets back to that verse from Ephesians chapter 6, putting on the full armor of God. We need to continue to put on the full armor of God to resist the devil. I'm going to take a short commercial break, and when I come back, I will talk about the origins of Satan.
Are you or your loved ones struggling with an addiction? Trinity Recovery Coaching can help you from the comfort of your own home. You know you can't do this alone, but sometimes the hardest part is just getting to the help you need. Trinity Recovery Coaching eliminates this burden by providing free, donation-based online Christian recovery counseling and coaching. Using the Genesis recovery process, Trinity has achieved a 70% success rate. That's because founder James Egidio understands what it means to have an addiction and to find your way back to a healthy and productive lifestyle. Don't lose hope. We haven't given up hope on you. Your Lord and Savior hasn't given up hope on you. Now, it's time for you to focus on getting better and getting back to a path of enlightenment if you've lost your way. Trinity Recovery Coaching is here to bring you back to the road that leads to forgiveness, love, and acceptance. It's easy to get started. Just go to trinityrecoverycoaching.org. Sign up for a recovery coach consultation from your mobile device or laptop. Schedule a consultation. Fill out a short questionnaire. And just wait for your coach to call.
Hi, welcome back to the 99 Relapses podcast. In the first half of this podcast, I talked about Satan and I described him as the great deceiver, the great divider, and also some facts about Satan, and that we had to continue to put on the full armor of God when confronted with spiritual warfare, which is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And what I want to talk about now in this half of this podcast is I want to talk about the origins of Satan. I've already talked about the character of Satan. Now I want to talk about the origins of Satan, because this is going to lead me into the next two-part series, which is Satan's worldly strategies, which makes up episodes number 12 and number 13. And I'll go into great detail about how we battle Satan personally and how we're being attacked every day in society through social, political, and other means of Satan's attacks. What I want to emphasize the most about this podcast these actually, these four podcast episodes, that's 10, 11, 12, and 13, is that Satan is attacking us from every angle. He attacks through politics. He attacks us socially. He attacks us spiritually. And I don't want people to think that this is singling out any one particular political party or group of people, because it's not the people that are taken over by these evil forces. It's Satan that does it to people. It's important when you're going through addiction and recovery, because Satan has a way, as I mentioned in episode number 10, to attack us in very inconspicuous ways. Satan doesn't, as I had mentioned in episode number 10, attack us in obvious ways. He doesn't appear to us in the mythological or the Hollywood version of the cloven feet, pitchfork, tail, and the horns. He does it in ways where he deceives us and tricks us. And of course, that is done through temptation and it's done through sin. And if you've been listening to my previous podcast, I had mentioned that addiction is sin. And the reason why we fall into these addictions is because it's a self-serving, self-gratifying, selfish, sinful act. And those are attacks by the enemy. And that's why I keep saying we have to resort to Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We have to repent. We have to pray about it. And we have to utilize the Word as our guide and our beacon of hope for sobriety, for full sobriety. As I mentioned, there's two paths we can take in this game of life. And that's, we could take the road for eternal life through Jesus Christ, or we could take the road to hell with Satan. It's pretty cut and dry. It's easier said than done. But in the long run, you take the path to Jesus Christ and eternal life, and you made the right choice. But again, I wanted to mention in this second half of this podcast, the origin of Satan. And you have to realize that you cannot fight Satan. We're told to resist him in Ephesians 6, the full armor of God, putting on full armor of God, but we're never told to fight him. You have to understand that you're no match for Satan. In fact, in the book of James, chapter 4, verses 7 through 8, it reads, "So humble yourselves before God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come close to God and will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world." And it's that choice that we have to make when we're tempted with sin and we're tempted with addictions. We have to take that road to God, and we have to resist the devil and embrace Jesus Christ. Now, the other thing to keep in mind is that if it weren't for the grace and mercy of God today, you and I would be absolutely crushed by Satan. If Jesus Christ didn't die at that cross and shed his blood, Satan would be running our lives amok, and we would have no protection. So Satan has plenty to do with the life of believers, because he hates believers in Jesus Christ. And it's obvious he doesn't have your best interest. When you look at the history of, let's say, communism, it evolved in the atmosphere of Satan with Karl Marx. And the church and Jesus Christ was the first thing that, if you look back at history, all the communist parties attacked, because they realized that when people believe in Jesus Christ and they believe in God, it gives them so much strength and so much unity, and it was hard to overcome. There have been communist parties that have literally burned Bibles over the years in communist countries, and then the Bible came back even stronger and even more forceful over the years. So what does that tell you about the Word and about the power of Jesus Christ? If you look around, especially in these last 2 years, you'll see obvious signs that Satan is working overtime, and he's utilizing his tools of division, deception, and destruction, and his wade into our political system, our social, and even our ethical and moral arenas. Good and evil is becoming more and more obvious, even for non-believers. I talk to a lot of people out there that are even non-believers, and they're like, this is no longer a fight against Democrat versus Republican or whatever the differences are politically. It's now good versus evil, and it's becoming apparently obvious that Satan has infiltrated society in the United States and worldwide, and there's a huge spiritual battle and spiritual warfare going on right now, and I would say that it's more prevalent now than ever. I'm going to take a short commercial break, and when I come back, I'll talk about what did Satan do.
Are you or your loved ones struggling with an addiction? Trinity Recovery Coaching can help you from the comfort of your own home. You know you can't do this alone, but sometimes the hardest part is just getting to the help you need. Trinity Recovery Coaching eliminates this burden by providing free, donation-based online Christian recovery counseling and coaching. Using the Genesis recovery process, Trinity has achieved a 70% success rate. That's because founder James Egidio understands what it means to have an addiction and to find your way back to a healthy and productive lifestyle. Don't lose hope. We haven't given up hope on you. Your Lord and Savior hasn't given up hope on you. Now, it's time for you to focus on getting better and getting back to a path of enlightenment if you've lost your way. Trinity Recovery Coaching is here to bring you back to the road that leads to forgiveness, love, and acceptance. It's easy to get started. Just go to trinityrecoverycoaching.org. Sign up for a recovery coach consultation from your mobile device or laptop. Schedule a consultation. Fill out a short questionnaire. And just wait for your coach to call.
Okay, welcome back to the 99 Relapses podcast. I had spoken in the second half of this podcast episode about spiritual warfare and how Satan is attacking us from all directions, and that we have to choose good over evil, and we have to continue to resort to digging our heels into the Bible and coming to Jesus and recognize that these attacks from every angle, politically, socially, morally, are all being torn down by the enemy. And the question was, well, what does that have to do with me being addicted? We have to realize that we have to arm ourselves, as I had mentioned in episode numbers 2 and 3, is we have to arm ourselves with that wisdom and that knowledge of knowing what's happening around us and know that these are spiritual attacks, these are demonic attacks by the enemy, which gives us all the more reason to dig our heels into our faith and into Jesus Christ and to understand biblical principles to get through our addictions and to get through your addiction. I mentioned from the very beginning of launching this podcast and earlier episodes as well, is that we all have to realize that we're all addicted to something. It's not just drugs and alcohol. That's just part of our sin nature, and realize that these are attacks. So to understand your addiction is to gain that knowledge and that wisdom through biblical principles. And then I even mentioned a step further that communism basically evolved primarily to take away people's beliefs in God. That was one of the first things that communism had attacked. And I also mentioned in the second half of this episode is that Satan is weakening nations and working overtime to weaken the United States today. And you have to realize that there's not a politician, motivational speaker, doctor, lawyer, anyone else that's going to save the United States, the world, and even you from these attacks from Satan. The only person that can save the United States and the world and you is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And it's going to take a worldwide revival and a unification in the name of Jesus Christ to overthrow and overcome the evil that is taking place today. And you can see it unfolding right before our eyes, all the stuff that's going on around us. In Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12, it reads, "How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how you are cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations." Satan is at work, and you have to realize this when you get deep into your sin and you get drunk or you get high, or you keep returning to that pornographic website or whatever your addiction is. And he has a way of justifying our sin and saying things like, it's okay to get high, or the state and government legalized marijuana. It's okay to smoke marijuana, or it's okay to have one or two drinks. I can handle it. I have it under control. It's okay to go to that pornographic website. Everybody else does it. It's normal. These are all lies. These are all lies from Satan. And as a Christian, you have, and I mentioned this before in another previous podcast, you're indwelled with the Holy Spirit, and we're to go to the Holy Spirit, we're to ask for forgiveness, we're to repent and ask for forgiveness of our sins, and run as far away from this as possible, because this is a spiritual attack, it's Satan, and it's a lie straight from hell. some of the smartest people in the world with the highest IQs will tell you things like, I'm smart enough to get what I want on my own, and I don't need God. But that's another lie of Satan, that you can work out your own salvation. You can't do anything on your own. It has to be done through the grace and mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So when God saves you, he takes you as a nobody, and that is the reason. It's not the popular way today, but friends, that's the best way. It's God's way. He takes you as a nobody. And remember, Satan wants to be your God. He wants to be the world's God, and he's competing with God. And that is why he leads a rebellion against God. This is becoming more and more obvious each and every day, and I hope you're aware of that. So we just, like I say, have to be vigilant and be on guard and be alert to these types of things. In fact, Satan even tempted Jesus in the wilderness during his 40 days of fasting. In Matthew chapter 4, verses 8 through 10, it reads, "Next the devil took him to the peak of a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their glory. I will give it all to you, Satan says," he said, "if you kneel down and worship me." And Jesus responded and told him, "Get out of here, Satan," Jesus told him, "for the scriptures say you must worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Satan tempts us with one more hit, one more snort, one more drink, one last bet, one last time at that porn site. And he tempts us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. And that is why you must be vigilant and alert again, as I say, to Satan's attacks. And like I said, go into more detail on this in episodes number 12 and 13. We should all know that God will prevail in the final analysis out of all this. And it's even mentioned that in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 12 to 14, where it reads, "If you think you are standing strong, be careful not to fall. The temptations in your life are no different from what others experience. And God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, he will show you a way out so that you can endure." So my dear friends, flee from the worship of idols. And this is why the prayer of all of God's people should be, "Your will be done as it is in heaven," which comes from Matthew 6:10. God will and must prevail in everything and anything contrary to that of sin. But close out this episode with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we just give you so much thanks and praise, Lord. We lift you up to the highest throne, knowing that you are the Almighty God, powerful God, an omnipotent God, omnipresent God, a loving God, a God who continues to give us strength and courage each and every day through our addictions, and a God who brought his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, our Messiah, our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords, our Prince of Peace, who you brought here in a physical body to be sacrificed at the cross for our sins. And we're so grateful and thankful for that, that he paid a price that we didn't deserve. And as I continue to pray, Lord, I ask that you place a hedge of protection around everyone that's listening to this podcast episode, knowing that when there's a satanic attack, there's an attack by Satan, that they get to the cross and pray and get into the Word, knowing that you give the strength and courage to break these chains of addiction. And I just thank you so much for your precious gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. His name, amen. Thank you for listening to this episode of the 99 Relapses podcast. For current podcast episodes, episode show notes, episode memory verses, as well as episode recovery lessons and tools, go to 99relapses.org. That's the number 99relapses.org. Also, if you'd like prayer requests for yourself, family, or friends, please do not hesitate to send me your prayer request. If you have an interesting story to share about how God changed your life through addiction and recovery, are an expert in the field of Christian addiction and recovery, have published a book, have a Christian addiction and recovery podcast or website, and you'd like to promote it on the 99 Relapses podcast, please email me anytime by going to 99relapses.org and go to the contact page to message me. I will respond within 24 to 48 hours. Finally, the 99 Relapses podcast is a nonprofit 501c3 ministry, and a donation at any amount would be much appreciated in order to get God's word out during these perilous times when confronted with an out-of-control addiction. All proceeds go towards covering the expenses for the production of the podcast, content creation of the podcast, as well as the maintenance of the website. Thank you so much, and God bless.
Thanks for listening to the 99 Relapses podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. If you want to learn more, visit 99relapses.org. There, you can tap into information and resources like articles, videos, previous podcast episodes, a bookstore, and free downloadable recovery tools and exercises. You can even reach out to us via email. Just visit 99relapses.org.